This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Brandon T. Phillips, B-R-A-N-D-O-N, middle initial T, last name P-H-I-L-L-I-P-S, date of birth 09/08/1981, date of appointment January 19, 2026, requesting physician Wafia server WAFIA SARWERMD. Dear Dr. Sarwar, I have the pleasure of seeing Brandon Phillips today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is a 44-year-old right-handed Caucasian man who was assaulted by the correctional officer while he was in the prison in 2018. He was taken to the Erie County Medical Center in Buffalo. Surgery was done by the ENT on the right side of the face. He came out of the prison December 2, 2021. Since the assault, he is having a headache and migraine, which is daily, frontal, top and back of the head, eyes hurt, it is sharp, pulsating, with nausea, with vomiting, with photophobia, with phonophobia, with dizziness, with libido, cannot stand up. He is having pain in the eyes, vision is blurry. I do not have any record from the Erie County Medical Center. He has a memory issue. Past medical history, marijuana addiction, history of drug abuse, headache, history of hepatitis C, history of bronchitis, migraine, chronic sinusitis. Back pain, depression, past surgical history, back surgery, carpal tunnel release, nasal septoplasty. Facial reconstruction on the right side, orbital bone, nose, cheek, forehead and jaw. Allergy. No known drug allergy. Medication, albuterol, cholecalciferol, fluticasone, ipratropium, levocetirizine, levomethylate, omeprazole, social history, does not smoke cigarettes, seldom drink alcohol, uses marijuana, is not working, is on worker compensation, is single, lives with the daughter who is 10 years old. He was having one son also, which is deceased. Family history. Mother alive with mental issue. Father alive with dementia. One sister alive and healthy. review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having headache, vertigo, lightheadedness, confusion, numbness, tingling, trouble walking, anxiety, joint pain, joint stiffness, back pain, poor control of the bladder, decreased libido. Physical examination, blood pressure 130 over 85, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm. Abdomen, soft bowel sound present, next upper, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, current at time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination, strength 5 over 5, deep tender reflexes 2 over 4, plantar responses are flexor, sensory system examination revealed, presence of pin prick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet, gait, no ataxia, Romberg test positive, assessment and plan, 44-year-old right-handed Caucasian man, whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, post-concussion syndrome. Number 2, close head injury. Number 3, migraine. Number 4, memory loss. Number 5, dizziness. Number 6, anxiety. Number 7, depression. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to order the CT of the head and starting imipenem in 10 mg PO daily for 1 week and then 2 tablets daily continue. I would like to see him back in my office in 1 month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.